Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin says we have a mostly dry window this weekend in his Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics at Seed Genetics Direct. With the dry weather comes warmer temperatures as well. Martin says these will be the warmest temperatures we'll see over the next week and a half or so.
Temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s across the region should put together some decent evaporation. Now, I will caution you, Saturday, a little bit of cloud cover lingering, so we may slow our drying just a little bit. The clouds more of a factor in central Indiana than anywhere else.
Monday brings a massive weather system passing through the Great Lakes to our north.
I think we miss this system, but clouds are going to be felt in northern Indiana. I then think it leads to a little bit of instability for Tuesday and into Wednesday. Clouds build Wednesday, and that leads to another round of precipitation. Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, early Thursday, I won't rule out showers and thunderstorms anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of rain coming out of that 70% coverage.
More cold air comes in behind that system, with temperatures dipping Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week.
I think we see some lake effect, mostly clouds, but I won't rule out sloppy wet snowflakes either. I don't think the air mass is quite as cold as what we just got done dealing with this past week, but still, it's cold enough to slow our drying just a bit. I will tell you that we are precipitation free in terms of any major front through next weekend and even into the following week, Monday, Tuesday. So it's only lake effect that we have to worry about. We dry down as soon as that winds down.
For more Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast details, download the new Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, a free download for iPhone and Android.